Tell me, how did you first become interested in becoming a broadcaster?
Well, that's an interesting question. I started off not being an actual broadcaster, but writing. My good partner went under the name of Frank James. He and I wrote comedy, or we thought it was comedy. And we submitted a lot of our writing to the various broadcasters around Vancouver, CBC, and some of the other independents. And Frank stayed in Vancouver, and I sort of got more interested in broadcasting from an announcer's point of view. And I went up and began my career up in Chilliwack.
And what year was that?
That was 1945.
And how did you manage to obtain a job there? Did they advertise, or did you just walk in the door?
They were looking for somebody, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I applied and managed to get it.
And what was your shift at that time? What were you doing?
I started off doing early morning. I'm pretty sure it was early morning.
And did you do a recorded show, a show with using 78s?
Using 78s, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you write your own material, or?
We just ad-libbed.
Winged it.
Yeah, just winged it, it's true, yeah.
And how long did you stay there doing that particular shift?
Well, that was 45, and I just can't remember when I went back down to Vancouver, mm-hmm. and got on to CKNW.
All right, so you moved to CKNW.
Yeah.
And what did you start doing there?
News. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was one of their newsmen. We had a newsroom of 14 men in those days. Yeah, it was really recognized as one of the best newsrooms in Western Canada. So that's where I spent that part of my time.
Now, were you writing there, or were you writing and announcing?
Writing and announcing, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long did you stay at CKNW in that position?
3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you moved on to?
I moved over to CKMO, and they were looking for news people. So I got over there and stayed there for a while. Then I'm not just sure when Joe Chesney opened up a station at Langley.
This was a new venture that he had started.
This was a new venture that he started.
And you were in on the ground floor for that.
Yeah, yeah.
And did you go to do news there as well?
I was his program director.
Oh, great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. at Langley.
Now, they started out with a country format?
No, he didn't really. He should have. He should have Western music, mm-hmm. but he didn't, and it folded. Folded after I left. I left and went back up to Chilliwack and worked up there in the radio.
Would that be at CHWK?
CHWK. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too long after that Joe Chesney folded the station, at Langley.
So do you recall some of your favorite moments in broadcasting? What really did you enjoy doing? Is there anything that stands out in your mind?
Not really, to be perfectly honest with you. It was all very enjoyable, and I can't really recall anything that was super-duper enjoyable other than what I did every day.
Now, back in the day, did you work an eight-hour day, pretty much?
Yeah, I certainly did at CKNW, because for a time there, I was the all-night man on as DJ, all-night DJ, and it was my job to do newscasts as well. So I had lots of practice.
And when you were doing the all-night show, did you get to pick your own music?
Yep.
And do your own patter and everything? It was all you?
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
That must have been fun.
It was really enjoyable, yeah.
And the studios at that time, were they still in downtown New West?
They were up...
Was it the Swan Wright building?
Well, they had a fire, and my first day at CKNW was at their transmitter because the fire had destroyed all the studios up by the Patello Bridge. They had studios up there, and the fire just wiped it out. So my first day of broadcasting was at the transmitter.
I understand, though, they had some trouble rebuilding the studios after the fire, and did they not move the studios to downtown Vancouver for some time?
Well, they actually always had a studio there. Yeah, it was upstairs with the old dance hall there. But they didn't do much out of there, I don't think. It was just maybe some newscasts, maybe something like that. But it wasn't too active.
After your tour at CKNW, what was next?
I went back up the valley.
To Chilliwack.
To Chilliwack. Mm-hmm. And then worked there for a few more years. And then Joe Chesney opened a station in Langley. Yeah, and I went down there as a production manager. That's where I was for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And working in Langley?
Then I went over to CKMO in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was your job there?
There I was, gosh, if I recall, I was a DJ. Oh, wait a minute. They also called me a production manager, too.
Which would mean you're creating commercials and...
Yeah, and that's about it.
And when did you finally decide to retire? What year was that?
I went back up to Chilliwack, managed to get a hold of a nice piece of property. It was about 3.5 acres out in Sardis, and... when I sold it, I managed to do quite well.
Mm-hmm. Any people that you met during your career that sort of stand out in your memory? Characters, people you worked with you particularly liked or didn't like?
Not really. I don't recall anything that was that outstanding. Just a lot of good people and good folks, but I can't say that. There was anybody that was that famous.
What was your favorite job doing in radio?
In radio? I enjoy writing. I enjoyed writing commercials. I found that quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of.
Do you listen to any radio today?
Very little. Overnight, I catch a few stations, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A few.
Still like doing a little DXing and
right,
listening
yeah.
to the stations?
Yeah, a few stations from San Francisco and... some that come in from over the Rockies, but ordinarily there's a few good things on at night overnight.
Mm-hmm. Mostly talk programs.
Mostly talk programs, yeah.
Can you remember some of the artists you played, say when you were working the overnight shift on CKMO?
Belafonte was just coming into popularity at that time. Mm-hmm. He just recorded a couple of hits that put him on the road.
Yeah.
It's a way back.
And there are so many of them, too. So many people you probably grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess at that time when you were growing up and starting out in the business, the big bands were still holding sway. People like Sinatra and...
Right. Sinatra was very, very popular.
In all of those jobs, were you actually running the board and the turntables? Did you have an operator, or it was all you?
No, it was all me. That's the way it was done. We didn't have any operators, really.
And I guess most of everything was transcriptions or 78s?
Yeah, transcriptions or 78s. I can always recall the folks who worked in the broadcasting business, they always said, you know, we're going to form a union one day. So many of them said, yeah, that's not a bad idea. But nobody ever did. It certainly didn't get anywhere here in Western Canada.
Speaking of that, can you think back to what you got paid for your first job way back in 1945?
I think it was $100 a month.
That was probably pretty good money back in those days.
It wasn't too bad. Yeah, it might have been less.
And did they expect you to work more than 40 hours a week?
They pretty well didn't overwork us. They kept it to a 40-hour week, 40, 42-hour week.
Did you work weekends as well?
Yeah.
So it was a 6-day week, pretty much?
It was a 6-day week, sure.
And it's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Well, I hope there was something a little interesting there.
I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to sit down and talk to us.
Well, you're very welcome. Very welcome.
Thank you, Gordon Rose.